Good morning. It's Wednesday. Graham here. Usually, when I sign off, I say, enjoy your day, rather than have a nice day or other such parting wish. Well, I thought I'd explain today why I do that. And I think we need to enjoy our day more. I used to help in a church cafe where we would open up the building on a Wednesday morning and provide a place for folk to come and chat and have a cuppa at no cost. We then decided to provide a free soup lunch as part of the Place of Welcome initiative. And upon retirement, I volunteered to make the soup because I enjoy doing that sort of thing. One day, it was hard going to get everything done in time. I had a short break, and I realised that I was just going through the motions, doing this, now that, so-and-so next, etc., and was not enjoying it. And yet I was doing something that I enjoyed. And I just felt that encouragement from the Lord to actually enjoy the job I was doing. It wasn't just work, I could enjoy it too. And it did make a difference. And although it was just hard work, I enjoyed it and was able to get on with it. And I'd had this happen before when teaching, and that was hard work, and you just go from one task to the next and the next, and you get tired. And one day I realised that I quite like marking kids' work, which a bit surprised me, and it helped me to get the job done. And I've noticed this in quite a few other times that I've just sort of realised, oh, I can enjoy this. And I want to encourage you that you would sometimes just stop and take stock and realise that you can enjoy things even though they're work. And perhaps take time to appreciate what you are able to do. Otherwise, you can just go from day to day working hard and just getting tired and feeling flat. And you'll have missed being able to enjoy some of the things you've been doing or had to do. Yesterday, Kate and I went to the Birmingham Botanical Gardens as our youngest, Dan, had texted to say he was feeling ill with a headache, etc., after having had a COVID vaccination the previous day. It's part of being a key worker. He had no paracetamol, no squash, etc., so we went on an emergency mission to take the necessary, and we decided that we'd try having a break at the botanicals and perhaps having lunch there, and we'd brought some sandwiches with us. And it was good, but when I got home, I realised I should have appreciated it more at the time. I still need to learn to enjoy what I'm doing, rather than just doing it. And I was thinking about this the other day, and remembered reading about Solomon's conclusions about life in Ecclesiastes, that's the book just after Proverbs. He decided that everything is meaningless and a chasing after the wind, after considering what people get for all their hard work. He has a real rant, and then decides to try things like pleasure and drink and building things and making gardens, etc., to see if they satisfy him. And by the end of chapter 2, verse 24, he says, "So I decided there is nothing better than to enjoy food and drink, and to find satisfaction in work. Then I realised that this pleasure is from the hand of God, for who can eat or enjoy anything apart from him?" And then after the chapter where it's about a time for this and a time for that, it comes to the end of chapter 3 and says in verse 22, "So I saw that there is nothing better for people than to be happy in their work. That is why they are here." So we can enjoy work, and I would recommend to you that you see about that as well. See if you can enjoy the things you're doing, and I think you'll find that as you do that, you'll end up thanking the Lord as well. And so see what you can do today. So I'll end by saying, enjoy your day. Bye.